Well, my next guest, what can I say? He's a figure in history. He is the first bare-knuckle boxing champion since the 1800s, the late 1800s, and the great John L. Sullivan. I'm talking about Bobby Gunn of New Jersey. What's up, Big Bob?
No, my pal, thanks for having me on, guys. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. And, you know, I tried to – Jeff Mayweather and I don't know if you know who Jeff Mayweather is. Of course, he's a brother – I mean, the brother of Floyd Sr. and Roger Mayweather and the nephew – the uncle of Floyd Jr. And we were talking a little bit earlier about, you know, the size of gloves and how guys seem to get hurt more with these bigger gloves. And I've been saying this for a long, long time. 8- and 10-ounce gloves – wrapping these guys' hands up in 8- and 10-ounce gloves just prolongs punishment. It causes more concussions. There are 20% in boxing in Nevada, in the state of Nevada, from 2001, I think, to 2006. There was a 5-year period there where only 22% of the boxers involved suffered concussions, which are brain bleeds. Okay. On the other hand, mixed martial arts, which has 4-ounce gloves, and these guys are pounding on each other pretty hard, they only suffered 2% brain bleeds. Now, you're going back to bare-knuckle boxing, and I think that with the exception of facial cuts, I think it's a great thing as far as for the sport's concerned. People sort of chuckle at me, but I'm dead serious, man. I think this is a good thing.
Well, I did both sides of the world, boxing and bare-knuckle. I did bare-knuckle fighting all my life, and I never seen nobody in bare-knuckle fights go away to the hospital or die. You know, they always... After the fight's done, they shake your hand, that's it. And truthfully, when you wrap my hand up, my brother, and you put a 10-ounce glove on, fight glove on my hand, I feel like I could punch a door off the hinges in your place right now. But when I fight bare knuckle, I throw my punches more precision and not as much power behind it. It's more of a scientific art, bare knuckle fighting. People don't realize that. But there really is less injuries in bare knuckle fighting than there is boxing.
Okay, now
I've seen that over the years.
Now, it looks like, well, you know what? I had over 50 street fights here in the city and county of San Francisco, and they didn't have any gloves involved. And I was in the ring for 52 times with gloves on. And yeah. I would have to say that I favor the bare knuckle, either that or the lighter gloves. And I'll tell you why, because the great Alexis Arguello and I were close friends before he died, and I spent some time with him down in Nicaragua in 1999. And we talked about the gloves and the fact he used to wear 4- and 6-ounce boxing gloves, and he thought they were a lot better than 8- or 10-ounce boxing gloves because of the fact that, as we talked earlier, it just prolongs the beating. Guys just take a sustained beating and end up being punch drunk, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this bare knuckle thing has got the Association of Boxing Commissions has got their panties all bunched up, and they're sent out different press releases this past week and a half. You know, accusing the Indians that ran this fight down in Arizona of violating federal laws and all kinds of stuff. But the bottom line is, if you want to fight bare knuckle and there's somebody willing to sanction it, shouldn't you think you should be able to do so? I mean, we're talking about, you know, human rights, the rights to do whatever you want to do as long as you're not hurting yourself or hurting anybody. And I think boxing, obviously, is a painful sport, but I think that, believe it or not, I think that bare-knuckle boxing is less brutal than boxing with gloves. And you and I have just talked about that. But are they jumping on you big time? Are they trying to discipline you? Are they taking away your boxing license, things like that? What are they trying to do?
No, I haven't heard nothing from them. They call the casino up, and I guess the casino's doing. But you got to understand something. I fought in that casino before, and the ABC, at the Boxing Commission, was involved in that. So, therefore, the casino can work with boxing before, but when the casino, the Indian Nation, when they want to go ahead and sanction something, apparently they don't want them to do that. And where I'm going with this, that if they're so worried about it, why didn't they do something before the fight started? It wasn't like this fight wasn't world publicized. It was all over the world. It wasn't behind closed doors. None of the ABC officials called up. None of them tried to stop the fight from happening. Therefore, after the fight was over, because it made a lot of noise, I believe in my heart, they don't really want this going on because it probably takes away from them. As far as them saying, you know, they're not going to condone this and condone that, well, quite honestly, my pal, no one asked them to condone it because we know they wouldn't sanction a bare-knuckle fight. They only sanction glove fights. And it had nothing to do with them. It was on the Indian Nation. They went ahead and took a stand. They sanctioned a fight through their organization. And, I mean, you could bring your family to it. You could buy a ticket and come and see it. It was a sporting event. It was a great honor to be a part of it. But truthfully, as far as the ABC, my pal, saying all that,
I've been involved in some crazy controversial fights in the ring, and we called the ABC up about those previous fights I had, and they told me they couldn't do nothing, they can't help me. So I don't know where they're going with this. I really don't understand what's the point, because it had nothing to do with them. Mixed up. I can say a lot of things, but I'm going to hold my tongue, you know?
You know, better to bite your tongue on that one, because they do carry some weight, and we don't want them coming down on any at a later date. When will you do this again? Is there another fight scheduled for Bare Knuckle? And why not? Let's go pay-per-view with this, man. I mean, I think this is something that people would like to see, a Bare Knuckle card of boxing. I really think so. And you know what? Unfortunately, the majority of the boxing writers, because they're in bed with all the promoters, okay? They feel the other way. And plus, none of them, most of these guys wouldn't know a left hook from a fish hook. As I said, I had over 50 street fights. I had 52 in-the-ring fights. I know what I'm talking about when it comes to fighting. As Emmanuel Stewart said, Pedro could fight a little bit. But the bottom line is, you know, I think it's entertaining. I think there's less injuries involved. And as you said, there's a lot of precision involved. But I think there's less injuries involved, especially permanent injuries. And yet these boxing writers that are hooked up with these promoters, see, they're scared to get their press credential taken away, so they don't want to write about it. They don't want to write positively about bare knuckle boxing. Oh, it's brutal. It's barbaric. It's this. It's that. Nah. It's none of the above, folks. It's straight up going back old school. This is old school boxing.
That's the God's truth. It started from this.
Yeah. So how does it feel to be the first bare knuckle champion since John L. Sullivan, the great John L. Sullivan?
It's an honor. I mean, to be it's the first sanction. I mean, there's been a million fights, but it's never been a sanctioned one since the last one was Sullivan. To be the lean years of that championship, claim the vacant title, it's a great honor. And, I had a great time to be a part of history. I love it, pal. And, everything you just said a minute ago, but some reporters not want to report on this and being in the promoter's pocket. You know, my pal, can I tell you something? I've been boxing all my life, and I fought world titles. I won them. And I got to tell you this, boxing, in my opinion, is so corrupt. They really ruined it. And why I like the bare knuckle boxing is that I want to keep it clean. I don't want it to turn like the boxing has. And I want to keep it more professional. And it's too bad that some writers are in the promoter's pockets. But my pal, I hate to
some.
Say, a lot more people in their pockets than just them, the writers.
It's, yeah.
And UFC, you remember how bad that had a bad rap when that first came out. They all jumped on that. But, for something, nothing will start unless it has a beginning. It has to start somewhere. And this is the first time this has done this. It's made world news. And there's people like you that has fought in the street, in the ring. You know the difference, Pedro, of it all. You appreciate it. You can respect it. But God forgive you, pal, for saying this. There's so many people that hasn't had a left hook or a punch of liver, and they're sitting past their opinion. They wouldn't know the first feeling what it is.
Well,
that's what I'm dealing with.
Unfortunately, most of the boxing media now is a bunch of guys with keyboards in their hands. In other words, they weren't. I've been writing for other people to read now for 41 years, since 1970.
I know, you're a world-renowned guy, pal. You're respected. It's an honor to talk to you today in your show.
Well, I truly appreciate it. It's an honor to have the first bare knuckle heavyweight champion, linear world heavyweight champion, as far as bare knuckle boxing is concerned, in the Ring Talk House since the great John L. Sullivan, because I can't get – listen, I tried to get John L. on the phone last week, but I couldn't get a hold of him.
Well, he's here in spirit, my pal.
Okay, he's here in spirit. Now, do you think this is going to lead to some big-time TV contract, or are they going to be able to block you out and malign you and ban you and put you on the back shelf? I don't think they can, but – do you think this is going to go somewhere?
Tell you the truth, Pedro. I mean, I've been involved. I fought Thomas Adamack for the world title, and I never had this much press in my life as I'm getting right now. And believe it or not, you hear bad things and that, but I'm not getting them. I'm getting nothing but good stuff. My brother, I even got a call from, I can't mention the producer's name, but I mean the major Hollywood movie producer, and they're going to be making a remake of the Charles Bronson classic, Hard Times.
Yeah.
And they want me to be in the movie now because of this fight. So, I mean, there's opportunities going up the roof right now for me. I think it comes down to the fans, Pedro, and voices like yourself telling the truth. You, as a family, you, in the fight community, you guys will make this happen. And if it doesn't happen, it's just, quite honest with you, it's because the little critics, they've influenced, and we can't get it off. That's really what it comes down to. It's only for the fans and yourself, Pedro. If you keep having a voice, I believe it's going to happen again.
Okay, so when are you going to fight again?
Well, we're looking into doing a fight in November in Ireland. Defend my world title. We haven't got a exact place yet. Dubai. Am I saying it right, Pedro? Dubai?
Yeah, I've been to Dubai, man. I had horrible experiences in Dubai, but good luck with you. I've been to 33 countries. I went to Dubai, and Harold Smith, a former bank embezzler, he was a boxing promoter. He drained my bank account out of $6,000. So I had a horrible time in Dubai, thanks to Mr. Harold Smith, Mr. Ross Field Smith. So the bottom line is, I'm not, and plus it was a 19-hour flight, and I'm not into 19-hour flights or getting ripped off. So I won't be going back to Dubai, not anytime soon. Maybe if I went at your invitation, I might go, but. As far as anybody else is concerned.
If it comes back, you'll be personally invited as a family member. You come with me, and I'll make sure you'll get back what you lost as a gift. And I mean that really bothers me right now. God bless us. There's dirty buggers out there, Pedro.
There's a bunch of dirty buggers. So are you a married guy? You got family and kids or what?
Yes, I do, pal. I got my little girl. She's 2 and a half. Her name is Charlene. And I got my boy Bobby, who's 15. If you go to YouTube, you put Bobby Gunn Jr., you see he won the Northeast Regional Championship 5 months ago. He's undefeated as an amateur. He's doing excellent. He's doing really good.
Fantastic, man. So you're going to fight in November again. Did you come out of this with any injuries at all?
No, thank God. My hands are a little sore. The fella I fought, his two eyes were cut open, and his hands were sore. But that was it, my pal. I stopped in the third round. I knocked him out, and there was no... Again, when you're fighting bare knuckle, and you know this, you got a 3.5-inch gap. You can aim for the eyes. You don't want to go below the lip, because if you go below, you can cut your hands on the teeth. If you go a 1/2-inch above the eyebrow, you can shatter your hand on a forehead. So it's position punching. It's a real art. With the gloves, you can swing away. You can hit anywhere. There's more damage done. With the bare knuckle boxing, it's less punches. But it's more of an art. It's a more of a chess game.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank my current guest, the great Bobby Gunn. He's brought bare-knuckle boxing back to existence. He is the linear bare-knuckle world heavyweight champion. Wishing the best of luck if he fights in Ireland or Dubai in November. I want you to have continued success, my friend. And anytime you need any help, you give me a call.
Thank you, Pedro. And to everybody, thank you for having me on the show. I respect you so much. And all the fans, thank you. And please keep rooting for this to happen. Please don't let it disappear again like it was for 122 years.